Should we pray to saints or other dead people? Stay tuned and find out on Unapologetic. I recently was asked about the Roman Catholic practice of praying to saints, and if this is biblical, and if this is something we should do. And so I figured I would tackle that question here, because I think there's something very beneficial to be gleaned from a conversation about this. Now, the person who asked this question was told that even though this practice isn't described in the Bible, well, the Trinity isn't described in the Bible either. So, you know, we believe in the Trinity, so we should believe or could believe in praying to saints also. So let's just attack that Trinity parallel first. It's true the word Trinity is not in the Bible. However, the Trinity is a solution, it's a culmination to many things the Bible teaches. Because the Bible teaches three things fundamentally about God. The first is that there's one God. The second thing is that the Father is not the Son is not the Spirit, and the Spirit is not the Father. It teaches a third thing. The Father is God, the Son is God, and the Spirit is God. So we have to have a doctrine, a view, or a teaching on God that encompasses these three facts. And that is, in fact, the Trinity. So the Trinity is a pulling together of all the Bible teaches about God being one being and three persons, and it affirms and teaches this. So the Trinity comes from Scripture. It's not something absent in Scripture. It's a name given to something that's present. However, praying to saints is just flat out not in Scripture at all. And so we shouldn't make something an official practice or say it's beneficial for Christian living if it's not taught explicitly in Scripture, especially when, as we'll see, it's an actually dangerous teaching. The first thing I want to say about praying to saints is that pretty much universally, even in other non-Christian religions, prayer is viewed as an act of worship. And biblically speaking, we should worship no one besides God alone, so this would exclude praying to anyone, whether on heaven or on earth. Now, this is probably not going to end the conversation or be very compelling, so it would be helpful to be able to provide more evidence and more reasons for why we shouldn't pray to saints. The first thing to point out is that Christianity and the Bible does not have this category of people who are extra special or better than other people who are going to heaven. This concept of having saints and then other Christians just doesn't apply. If you are in Christ, if Christ has paid for your sin on the cross, you are a saint. There's no delineation, there's no other grouping or separating out within that. You're either a Christian or you're not. And as a Christian, any good works we do are actually not of our own creation. Ephesians 2 says that God prepared them in advance for us to work in them. When God looks at us and sees an innocent, non-guilty person, that's not because of us, that's because of Jesus. Any righteousness we have is credited to us. It's not innately ours. We don't deserve it. So this idea that there are some people that are worthy of being praised or prayed to because they're somehow better misunderstands what it means to be justified in Christ. So that's the first problem. But the second problem is that the Bible never tells us to pray to anyone besides God, whether they're on heaven or on earth. And one thing I don't understand about this view where people pray to saints is that why do we suddenly start praying to good people when they're dead? When their body is in the ground, even if their spirit is in heaven with God, why can't we pray to other people on earth? Well, I think that's because it's more obviously blasphemous to pray to another flesh and blood human being. So, the Bible never tells us to pray to anyone besides God. But another problem with praying to people in heaven is how would they even hear you? You don't suddenly become omniscient, all-knowing, when you die. So how could a person in heaven even know you were praying to them? Being all-knowing is an attribute of being God. It's not an attribute of his created beings like us. And we don't become gods when we die. We don't suddenly take on the attributes that make God, in part, who he is. Now, let's say, just for conversation's sake, that people in heaven do know everything that happens down on earth and who's praying to them and all of that. Well, that would have to be granted to them. God would have to do that. But we have no indication that he does. And in fact, why would God set up a system where people pray to someone besides him when he alone is worthy of our worship and praise and adoration and supplication and all of those things? Well, he wouldn't. The second thing is something like number two, but Catholics pray to Mary. And since she isn't God, how could she possibly hear the prayers of thousands or millions of people praying to her at once in different languages? She can't. She's not God. So this idea that some human essence and human soul can somehow know what's happening down on earth and know everything that anyone is praying and thinking to them is totally without biblical foundation. Another point, and this is the biggest one I would say, is let's just say for the sake of argument that people in heaven can hear our prayers. What could they possibly do to help us? If we pray asking for peace, how can that person grant it? They can't. If we pray asking that they help us with an interpersonal situation at work, they can't help us. If we pray that they would forgive us of our sins, they can't do that. So, what could they possibly do that Jesus can't do? And why on earth, pardon the pun, would you choose to pray to someone who's a created person instead of the God who created everything? There's nothing they can do that Jesus can't do better. So, praying to them is actually a waste of time in a way. It's going with, if it's even possible at all, the least effective option. Because when I want something accomplished, when I want someone to hear my plea, I want to go to the King who is all-powerful. I don't want to go to a created being who the only reason they're in heaven is because the King saved them. That doesn't make any sense. Go with your best bet. Go with God. But there's another problem. It's actually blasphemous and idolatrous to worship someone besides God, to worship a thing besides God. And that's exactly what praying to someone is. It's trusting in someone in heaven to do something for me besides God, and it's an affront to who God is and what he accomplished on the cross. The Bible says that God is zealous for the prayers of his people. It doesn't say that he's zealous for them to pray to other created beings, because every other case in Scripture, that's idolatry. It doesn't suddenly cease when that person's body's in the ground, but their soul's in heaven. They're still a created being. Two more related points. Catholics believe that Mary helps mediate between us and God. She's kind of our go-between. And that's one of the reasons they pray to her. They believe she's a co-mediatrix, quote-unquote, with Jesus. But this is the role of Jesus alone. There's one God and mediator between God and man, we see in 1 Timothy 2:5. Not two, not Jesus, that he somehow shares that role with, once again, another created being. No, Jesus and Jesus alone. He alone is our high priest, not Mary. And so, even one of the foundations for praying to Mary is built on a gross distortion of biblical truth, of who Jesus is and what he accomplished. And praying to her to mediate between us and God the Father is further idolatry. It's trusting in her to do something that only Christ alone can do. Now, sometimes Roman Catholics will separate out the type of worship that's happening. Well, it's a certain type, it's a lesser type, so it's not true worship. But I think this distinction is indeed without a difference, because when you see someone kneeling in front of a statue of a saint and praying and bowing their head and rubbing some beads, what could that be besides worship if it were anyone else? So I hope this has equipped you to think more clearly about praying to people or anything, or trusting in anything besides God in a spiritual sense. This is a very important issue, because at its foundation, it's an authority issue. What does Scripture say versus what does the Roman Catholic Church or other denominations say? What is going to drive and define how we see our Christian practice? Is the Bible authoritative and sufficient for faith and practice, or is the church? Well, Scripture says that it is God-breathed. Nothing the church says or does is God-breathed. It does not have that same authority. So we should not base our life and our spiritual practice on something the church, a man-made institution, says in such a grave area where the practice actually leads us into idolatry and blasphemy. Now, I hope this has been helpful. This is a topic that when we talk with people, we need to approach with grace, because oftentimes we do base our life on what authorities tell us, and that's not always wrong. But we do need to understand their evidences and their reasons for why we should do things. And if they're poor, if they're bad, and especially if they're unbiblical, we shouldn't follow the practice. Well, until next week, I look forward to talking with you on Unapologetic.